Free speech. It's more important than your feelings. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
Climate experts believe the next ice age is on its way. According to recent evidence, it could come sooner than anyone had expected.
By the way, I was, just so you know, I'm the guy that did all this stuff. Read Real Clear Politics. It'll tell you about how I started this whole thing back in 87 with climate change.
Wow. Biden might want to let 1974 know that they were talking about climate change in 74.
Yeah.
Because according to Biden, Joe Biden, he's the one that got climate change rolling in 87. So just wanted to let everybody know how delusional these people are.
Well, I'm not so sure. Yesterday at about 5 p.m., I thought we were heading for an ice age right here.
Yeah, the weather has been really...
For May?
Really weird. Like bipolary weird, like strange weird.
Well, and, that's it, polar.
Yeah, that's, don't give them any ideas. They keep changing it. Now it's what? Trans change? Transformational change?
Yeah.
I don't even know what they call it anymore.
Existential.
Yes, it's money grabbing change. Oh, I know, that's the truth. Never mind. It's just change. So, yes, Biden on the campaign trail, if you want to call it that. Oh, my gosh. Telling people he invented that. You know what it reminds me of? Can I tell you what it reminds me of? It reminds me of this. Do you guys remember this? Wait. Let me play this for you.
The last 6 years.
Al Gore.
During my service in the United States Congress, I took the initiative in creating the internet.
Thank you, Al Gore. Wow, Al Gore created the internet and Biden created climate change. Wow.
And here I thought I created the internet.
And Warren's an Indian. And I mean, what else? What else? Anyway, welcome to the Kate Daly Show, by the way. All right. A lot on the docket. It's a Monday, as you can probably tell. So a lot of headlines hitting. And there was an interesting one that I think provides some very good discussion. We'll get into that. Cox announcing his run as governor. I'm in total shock. I did not see that one coming. Give me a break. More establishment for you, I guess, if we want more of the same.
I actually heard a rumor 2 months ago to that effect.
Yeah, and maybe last year as they were kind of, putting the feelers out. I'm not a fan of Cox. Remember the big cover-up when Herbert was taking money?
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, with the whole Mitt Romney thing.
Mm-hmm.
He's been involved in a lot of little cover-ups that I don't think are so little. And also, he's just more of the governor. He's governor on steroids. So, no thanks.
I think, Spencer, as Elizabeth Cox Warren might say, sometime he's speaking with forked tongue.
Okay. Wow. So I wrote something. I just wanted to tell you the steps that somebody has to take. I wrote this on Facebook. I shared it on the Kate Daly Show page on Facebook. But the steps one must take in order to get more of the same, in order to support the establishment. So if you're wanting to vote for a Romney or a Cox or any of these guys, then I would suggest these steps, because this will make it so much easier for you. So first of all, you ignore the voting record. Second, you listen intently to the promises and the speeches and you just feel really good about them and leave. Then, number three, you judge the candidate on these things only. Quick wit, polished statements, class, temperament, bullet dodging with a smile, nice personality, the looks like a leader to me capability, the walks with a nice gait. I think that's helpful because it shows that he's a leader when he walks nicely with some confidence and that he doesn't kick puppies. So if you can score those things on a candidate, I'm pretty sure it's what it's all about. You don't even need to go farther than that. So I just made your job so much easier. So, and then you have to, number four, make sure he has a nice, non-embarrassing family for the poster. Number five, hope he writes a lot of bills to prove his leadership, but totally ignore that the same bills that he's writing are hurting your liberty personally. And number six, give extra points to having worked for corrupt government in some capacity already. That shows that he's a yes man, that he'll get along with the other establishment guys, and that he'll just do what he's told. But then you also, number seven, have to believe him when he says he'll fix Washington. Now, he won't admit to you that he was just part of the problem in the previous years working for the same said government. That's the swamp that he's talking about. So he's going to remove himself from the swamp he's talking about, even though he's worked there for eons. And then he's going to say, I'm going to fix it. Number eight, convince self that as long as this person has the same values and morals as you, that he also understands the Constitution and how to stand for it. So even though you have the same morals and values, that basically he knows how to do the job of defending your liberty. Because somehow, some way, the two must go hand in hand, I'm pretty sure. Okay. Then number nine, accept general vague answers to very serious questions. So very, very vague answers, never fully committing to anything, but know in your heart that the person will do what's right anyway. Because you're kind of convinced that even though it was vague and you didn't get an answer, they'll do the right thing, whatever that is. And then 10, make sure candidate doesn't say anything too radical or outside the box to make people feel comfortable or uncomfortable. And so stays within the crowd-approved viewpoints. That's super, super important when you have an establishment giving a speech, because you want to make sure that they don't go off the bend and look like they're not normal, okay? And so normal means accepted template of issues and how they feel about them. And then feel extra good that the media favors them, even though you know that the media favors the liberals, the progressive liberals. Just ignore that. But the media feels pretty good about them, and they've shone a pretty good light on them. And then number 12, just put head in sand. You don't need it anymore. So you can just go on and not have to worry about it again until the next election. But if you just follow these steps, man, you've got that same status quo. We're good. We're golden. We'll just keep moving along just like we are today. It's awesome.
I'm thrilled.
Are you going to follow the steps? I think the steps are easy.
I think there's too many of them.
Oh.
I think it's better to just close your eyes and...
put head in sand?
Yeah.
Just go directly to number 12 if you don't want to be bothered by any of the rest. And then you don't even have to go to the speeches or even look at the candidates.
Exactly.
Put head in sand, flip a coin, cast your vote. We're all good. Okay. There's Kate's advice for how to keep supporting the establishment. There's a few things. Gosh. By the way, Congress introduced a bill for mandatory vaccinations for everybody. Just thought I'd let you know about that one. And
yeah, that's in Section 3 of Article 8
of the
Constitution.
It's in there somewhere, right? Yeah. Where the government's in charge of all that and can make you do something.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Because I thought last time I checked, it wasn't communist Russia or China. No, I think we're still living in the U.S. It's surprising.
Mm-hmm.
So there's that. And then also I want to talk about this racist picture. So there was a picture, and the media got a hold of this, and of course we're putting this out there that the Hurricane High School students, soon to be graduating, by the way, mm-hmm. Hurricane High School students are facing discipline after the racist photo, a Snapchat photo. So I guess, from what I understand, it was a very bad photo.
Oh,
horrible.
There's
horrible
no
photo.
Question about yes. it. It was disgusting.
It was. And I've seen other photos online that are equally as probably horrifying and disgusting mm-hmm. that don't even espouse what I believe in or are just kind of horrifying.
Yeah.
And I've seen a lot of these. And a Snapchat picture is a Snapchat picture, I guess. And so the police department is doing an investigation and the school district is making statements. And what is the school district doing? They're putting themselves.
They're punishing them.
Ah.
They're going to punish the two young boys who looked like in the photo, I guess, that they were being led by an older man into
right.
doing
the
this.
The guy looked a little older, yeah. A lot older, actually. Probably in his 40s, 50s. So
with a beer belly.
So when did this when did this take place at the school?
It didn't.
Oh. Okay.
That's the amazing
part
of this.
So
but apparently now the school district's authority reaches to anywhere they want to reach to.
Well, that just doesn't make sense. And what about the police department? Did something come of this photo? Did they actually do this photo? This photo was a Confederate flag in the back, older, bigger gentleman in front, holding the heads of two students, right? And going hunting for black people. I won't use the language they used.
Yeah,
is this right? So it was a horrifying photo, but the police investigation.
Well, of course.
That?
Well, that comes under Article 12, Section 4 of the Constitution. Thought crime.
Okay.
Thought crime.
So a picture is a thought. So if you take a picture of something, that means you actually did it and that there should be an investigation because... maybe I'm missing something.
Well, once you take a photograph, you lose your First Amendment rights.
Oh, I didn't know that. Did they tell Kodak? Okay, so you take a photo, and then anyone can basically launch an investigation on you and punish you.
Yes.
Okay. So not sticking up for the behavior in the photo, but recognizing that the photo is a photo would be the problem in this case scenario. Am I right? So this is a photo done not during school time, not on the school premises.
No.
Nothing came of this. No actual crime.
No.
Okay. So it was a photo mocking. So when Jim Carrey put up his photo saying that he wished that the female governor of Alabama would have been aborted with a very graphic picture of her being aborted. So is it going to get a police investigation? That's a photo.
Gee. Maybe it should.
Maybe there's a good school district that wants to go after that one, too. I mean, Jim Carrey is not in school, but, I mean, they could get involved.
How about Kathy Griffin holding up the head of Donald Trump?
So did that get a police investigation?
I don't think so.
Oh. So it's kind of picking and choosing which ones get the police investigation? Or are police departments just truly that bored in Hurricane?
I think they're very politically correct.
Okay. I was just checking.
Yeah, they're looking to...
Well, someone's got to be punished, though, Uncle Milty. And there's several outlets that are chomping at the bit to do it.
Mm-hmm.
I thought, and I know you thought, that a photo was just a photo. So I'm really confused as to what the investigation would merit, since nothing actually happened.
I think they're, you know, trying to just make sure way in advance that the thought crime doesn't turn into reality.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So, if we punish them now and maybe give them life in prison or something, you know, that way they could never actually commit the crime.
Oh, okay. All right. So there is that section in the Constitution that calls for this, that calls for police departments and school districts.
It's called the future crime section.
The future crime section. Okay, I was just making sure it was in there so that we could
understand. Where are the parents
in
this?
I have no idea.
If I was the parent
of
one of those boys, I'd be very embarrassed. But I would also say, you know what? You don't have any right to punish him.
Well, there's no right to punish him.
I'll take care of the punishment here.
Yeah.
I'll take him home and whip his butt for this.
Right, right.
But you have no business getting involved.
Yeah, because nothing was done and there was no threat, actual threat made to anybody, right?
Yeah.
There was no threat even. Not that that has much to mean, but I'm just saying that there was nothing to this other than literally a picture on a Snapchat. Okay.
Well, there is the policy, though, that when parents are believed not to be doing the job, the government can step in and do it for them.
What section was that in the Constitution?
12, Article 12, Section 42.
Government takes over for parents?
Mm-hmm.
That one?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Be right back. Kate Daly Show.
Hey, talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Kate Daly Show. Well, if you... this topic is just insane to me. We'll get to that. Dr. Diet, make sure you get over there. 628-DIET. The reason I'm saying that is they've got... they're staffed with the most wonderful people that will help you to drop the weight quickly. And it is really a gift to be able to drop the weight, feel better about yourself, and it changes all aspects of your life. I don't think we realize how much our weight kind of plays into every facet of our life. But I'm telling you, you'll feel so much better. And make sure that lifestyle change happens and then person stays on route. And that's what they're so great at. Whether it's 20 pounds or 200 pounds, it doesn't even matter. It's the same issue keeping you overweight. So make sure you get over to drdietweightloss.com. I love these guys. They do wonderful classes. And check out their classes because they've always got something coming up on juicing or fermenting or just all kinds of stuff. They're really, really good at education. And they're really good at helping you find the diet that's going to work for you. And when I say diet, I really mean lifestyle, because should you be lower on carbs or should you increase your protein? Well, depending on your body type, it's different for everybody. So make sure you get over there. And I want to tell Uncle Milty, thanks for introducing me to Dot's Pretzels. Jerk. Now, see, I have to stay away from them. They're that good. I'm like, oh, man. Good. He brings in a bag of those. Oh, geez. Anyway. Well, those are so good. I don't know what's in them. What is in those pretzels?
It's got an artificial buttery flavor that's really good.
Okay, well, I have to stay away. Anyway, yeah. But you can have a few. That's the thing. You can have a few, but just don't eat the whole bag. You know what I mean?
So she stopped at half.
Oh, roast. I did not. They're really good, though, and I'm craving them. But see, that's where Dr. Diet comes into play. It's kind of keeping you on track, you know, thinking about that and thinking about the decisions that you make daily. So get over to Dr. Diet, 628 Diet. I can't say enough good things about them. They helped me lose over 30 pounds. That's why I'm saying get over there. It's from personal use. So we're talking about Hurricane. I think the Hurricane City Police Department's board. I think that the Washington County School District has now invaded the lives of our students after hours, when they're even not on the school premises. A picture emerged. You know, there are lots of pictures on Snapchat that if the school really wants a job, they ought to go after all the pictures on Snapchat, because I know there's nudies and, you know, nude selfies. I mean, all kinds of stuff these kids are doing.
They could expel almost all the students.
For sure. So why stop at the picture, this picture? Now, this picture was pretty awful. I'm not going to negate that. I mean, I'm not sticking up for these people that were in this photo. They're obviously ignorant. They're obviously kind of horrifying. But you know what, though? That's on them. Why is the school district even involved?
You know, when you first look at that picture, if it wasn't for the wording at the bottom, it also looks like a picture of Muslims getting ready to behead somebody.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No, it really does.
No, it does. It does.
That's kind of what it looks like. So
there was a picture that emerged with a couple of Hurricane students and an older gentleman, that is obviously not a student. He's older. And the guy had a hood on his head, so it was very Ku Klux Klan, okay? And the school district came out, and this wasn't done on school property, wasn't done during school hours. No. I thought when your kids go to school that they're only there, and truly, they're still your kids, by the way. So that's why this is really kind of disturbing that the school district came out with this this uber horrendous statement about, obviously we know that it didn't happen here. It doesn't minimize our abhorrence to this racist act. Well, it doesn't minimize the abhorrence of the racist act in general, but that still doesn't mean you have the grounds to go after this photo and to go after these kids. Give me a break. So they said that appropriate discipline for the students involved began immediately. Well, geez, I'm so glad you're on top of it, school district. Yet no level of discipline can repair the hate, bigotry, and ugliness portrayed in that one picture. Okay, for the few people that saw that photo before it became a news story, how many people did it affect? This was a private photo sent out. So you just think about the private photos and how those could go out for anyone. Is that a crime in America? I thought that we were protected from that. Anyway, they said the vulgar, this is the school district, the vulgar ignorance and idiocy on display are beyond repair by any small discipline that we can provide. So we've welcomed officials from local and federal law enforcement to come in on this and review the offending photo for potential criminal violations.
Potential.
Oh my God, criminal. They didn't do anything except take a photo. So then it said, we're also consulting with our legal counsel as we consider additional administrative actions. Like you said on the break, they might as well just hang them.
Yeah.
Let's get it over with. I mean, if that's what we're going for here in America.
Yeah,
I think this dials down to, what do you stand for in America and what are you about? Where does your principle lead you? And if it leads you to, oh boy, the school needs to come out on this and the police department needs to come out on a police investigation. Somebody needs to pay and they better pay and they better get everything in the book thrown at them. Then I think you have a problem, because free speech in America It's not about feelings, and it's about free speech. I mean, well, is it protected or not? I guess is the golden question here.
I think one of the other issues is that they don't think there's enough diversity in Washington County. And if this kind of an attitude gets out, you know, it might prevent us from having a more diverse population. Because of the 32,000 students in Washington County School District, only 270 roughly are African American. So that's not nearly enough diversity. They don't want something like this to prevent people from moving here.
Right. I can't. I think that if you're one that wants to throw the book, there's and you could be right. I don't know. There's something so wrong with this.
Of course there is.
And of course there's something wrong with the photo. But the photo was a personal photo. It was a personal photo sent out by a Snapchat account. So why are they weighing in on this?
It really doesn't make any difference why they took the photo, what they were trying to say with the photo. This is still the United States of America.
Oh,
they did not break a law.
No, but here it is. Here it is. In the Washington County School District's last statement, finally, listen up here. As district administrators, we are considering what education will be helpful for students to understand the significance of civil rights protections, even though we're violating them, and violations. We're going to make sure and violate you to death, as well as appropriate use of social media. Did you know that the Washington County School District became the arbiter of appropriate use of social media for your children, even though they're your kids and they're only supposed to be there 8 hours a day? But when they go home, even that they are now the police on social media? You've got to be kidding me.
Well, they're also in charge of morality, too.
I guess so. Even when your kids don't go to school there. Does the district own your children? Do they reserve the first right in parental guidance to show them the appropriate use of social media? How do you guys feel about this? This has got to tick people off. I don't want Washington County School District in charge of my kids' social media. That's my job as a parent until they turn 18. It's their private account and they're minor under my jurisdiction, not the schools.
The bottom line here in my book is that we need to take a real hard look at the Washington County School District and get rid of those people.
Well, this is just...
It's ridiculous.
This is beyond. And for them to be able to weigh in like this and then promote the idea that they are in charge of what is and what isn't appropriate on social media when your children aren't even at school, even when your children are at school. If there is no crime, if nobody's been hurt, if this is not a situation like this, not only are they delving out punishment, they are inviting law enforcement to look for criminal prosecution, criminal acts on a photo, a picture on a private social media account. Man, we've jumped the shark. Would somebody like to tell the school district that they don't have any involvement in our kids' lives, especially when they leave the school, and even really when they're there, to the point of they're only in charge of educating the kids on all of the stuff they educate them on? They're not in charge of my kids' personal lives.
Every parent in the school district should be concerned about this, because it's going to be your kid next that does something they find inappropriate. And there's no telling what that's going to be. Because they can find anything they want inappropriate.
Yeah.
And they have.
Yep. Because they have now appointed themselves as the arbiter of the appropriate use of social media. Mm-hmm. Now they're going to school your kids. Aren't you a little worried that they would come out with a statement like this on somebody's free speech right? And that they would come out and say, we're going to educate the kids now on the significance of civil rights protections? I'm a little horrified now. What are they going to be teaching them? That this is okay?
Can you imagine what's going to happen the next time a kid posts something in favor of President Trump?
Wow.
The school's going to come unglued over that. Yeah. Drag them in front of the police immediately.
Yeah. They came out, the school district said that the vulgar, you know, ignorance and idiocy on display are beyond repair by any small discipline we can provide. First of all, a picture will do what a picture does, and... They're use of their small disciplines that they can provide means that they're actually a little excited about providing disciplines in this manner, and they're actually looking for more administrative issues that they can point out. And I think that the people of Washington County need to be really alarmed at that. They have absolutely 100% jumped the shark and now are violating free speech. And in America, these things were never, this is so beyond their authority that they've granted themselves. And if you've noticed over the last few years, we have really done a lot of stories about this, about above and beyond school hours, when your kid's at home, they can make the call and they get to make a decision about whether or not they bring actions to your kid on something that they don't even do on school property. They're even including shootings that don't happen on school property in their school shooting reports of all counties in America right now. When I say that they have jumped the shark on their own authority in so many ways, we're not kidding. I can't even tell you the amount of stories I've done like this.
Well, especially when school districts all over the country are now teaching our children in elementary school about homosexuality, transgenderism, sorts of different sexuality.
Oral sex, all kinds of preferring that over...
And they find that's okay.
They did a big walkout on Friday in California. They did a big, huge walkout. Parents were just finally getting the memo that, oh my gosh, what are we teaching our kids?
Yes.
And the school districts are allowing that. But then we see our own school district come out and tell your kid what they can and cannot put on their social media account when they're not even in school. If you're not horrified by that, then you got to check your principles, because this is so wrong. And the fact that they think they're going to teach the kids about civil rights protections when they're consistently violating the kids' civil rights, come on.
And if it doesn't bother you, welcome to the Democratic Party, comrade.
Thought crime is in session, and your kid could be violating it. And just to let you know, the school district and the police, the very bored police department in your town, will also come after you. Welcome to Free Speech Terminated in America, folks. Be right back on The Kate Daly Show.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is The Kate Daly Show.
Welcome back. Kate Daly Show, 888-673-1450. You can call up 888-673-1450. Love to hear your take on this. Are you noticing it more and more that the school districts are now punishing and getting involved in kind of annihilating your kids' rights to free speech, even when there has nothing to do with them even being on school property, far and away from school property? The school districts now are getting into the business of punishing your kids. I still thought they were your kids in America. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe the school does own them. And how do you like that? I can't imagine you'd be too happy about it. 888-673-1450. You can call up. I also wanted to mention, if you have dings on your car, paint that needs to be refinished, or maybe you want to have an overhaul paint job, the guys over at Auto Body Central are the ones to go to. If you've been in an accident, they're the ones to choose, because you can choose your provider, even though the insurance company won't tell you that. Actually, by law, you can choose anyone you want. They'll always give you a couple of recommendations, but you can choose your provider. And I would definitely take your car to Auto Body Central to get done. Sometimes maybe you're in a little fender bender and you don't want to go through insurance. I would actually suggest Auto Body Central, because getting it done at such a low price, they'll beat everybody, and they're that good, that honest, and get you back in your car that quickly, that would be my choice. So if you want to take care of something out of pocket, I would say that would be the best place you could go. Go to stgeorgeautobody.com, stgeorgeautobody.com, and make sure you check them out. They can fix anything, you name it. So make sure you get over there, 817-0949, ABC. Just think ABC, Auto Body Central. You know,
It's not new.
No, it's not new. It's not new, but I've noticed a new wave of authoritarian, we're going to lead out. And that's basically what they were saying on this. We're going to lead out and we're going to show everybody. We're going to punish, even though there's no authority. It'd be like my neighbor punishing me for something. They have no authority on kids to punish for kids' social media away from school or even at school. It's their social media private account. It has nothing to do with school. But here they are leading the charge in punishing, delving out punishment. Who do they think they are? They're supposed to be teaching the kids about the protection of free speech.
Yeah.
At the same time, they're going after free speech. What in the world is going on with the school district? I can't even imagine this is okay with you guys. 888-673-1450. Wow. And for those people out there that are saying, well, the picture was pretty bad, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. What if a kid posted something similar about another person or a kind of same kind of thing? It's on their social media. It doesn't matter. It's their photo. Oh, my gosh.
It doesn't matter legally. Yeah, we all agree that it matters.
Yeah.
That it's horrible.
That's where it ends. That's where it ends. Your disgust is where the line's drawn.
That's right.
So you're in disgust. These people should be embarrassed. The kids' parents are probably embarrassed, I would hope, unless they raise their kids to be that junkie. But anyway, that horrible. But listen, that's where it ends. That's where it ends for the state school board. We had members weighing in on this. That's where it ends for everybody. It's like, well, that's horrible, but it's America. I think Penthouse is horrible. I think Penthouse is horrible, but that's where it ends. My disgust is where that line is drawn. And then over that, now it's free speech in America. What do you think that whole case was about with Larry Flynn? It was all about the fact that you have to let people do what they do. You can't go and infringe on that. Yet here's the school district wanting to infringe on it and wanting the police department. I mean, when you were joking around and you said, why don't they just hang them and get it over with? You know what? Do you know how much truth there is to that? Because that's where they want to go. They literally want to annihilate these kids over a photo.
If they could get away with it, they'd give them a jail sentence for this.
Yes. Yes.
They would.
Just to make sure that your kids get the memo about what's appropriate and what's not on social media. There shouldn't be an appropriate factor on social media. Your social media account is owned by you. So all these people trying to weigh in on what you can share and what you can't and what you can post and what you can't and what your photo is. Now, these companies have rules, terms and conditions, so they can set forth their parameters. And if you violate those parameters, but a photo taken is not a crime. It's a photo. Unless you're filming an actual crime. Other than that, it's a picture.
Well, we see worse than this in the movie theaters today.
I know.
On television.
I know.
On primetime television, there's worse than this.
Yeah. Game of Thrones. Game of Thrones is sex and violence in huge quantities.
And it's such a lovely show that people are getting psychological help because it's ended.
Yes, because of the finale.
Yeah.
They actually are seeking therapists. I'm not kidding.
But that's okay because that's entertainment.
Yes.
I guess.
Yes.
Yeah. That's all right.
Well, the school district has no place. The other thing, and I wanted to mention this, we might not have enough time, but we'll mention this because we were just kind of looking at the Sitla lands, the school owned, now that we're speaking about schools. And there was a big article, I think it got missed by a lot of people, about this 800-acre,
annexation.
Yeah, that's what they like to call it. Of these, a transfer of the Sitla lands. Wow, how much Sitla lands do we have in the state of Utah? It just seems like they're giving them over for all these things that have nothing to do with schools.
There's quite a few million acres, I think.
And I know they're raising billions when it comes to Sitla lands.
Mm-hmm.
So where does that money go if they keep taxing us?
I don't know.
Huh.
Something
to ponder.
You know, annexation is a really odd thing.
Mm-hmm.
But I read once that most of the time it doesn't work out well. The results are negative. Mm-hmm. It's a temporary, it was worded, it's a temporary sugar high for the city that annexes the property. But eventually it turns out to have a negative effect.
Interesting.
They're going to have to give huge tax incentives to move a company here to take and create this mega site, you know, that they're trying to create. So if they wanted an automobile factory, for instance, they'd probably have to tell them, and you don't have to pay any taxes for the next 20 years,
right,
you know.
Right.
So what's the advantage?
Well, and the
Jobs?
Other thing, yeah, one of the things that they were kicking around was and talking about was having the cops have to go up and train in Salt Lake. And so, you know, it's a good 4-hour drive, right?
Yeah.
So they're having to go up there to train. So they were like, well, geez, you know, we used to do this at the old airport. By the way, that was supposed to be sold. Do you remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, it was never, it was absorbed into the city. But that's a whole nother show. So they said, well, we don't want to have to drive to Salt Lake. Why not? What's wrong with that?
Well, it's a long way.
And your point? So?
Well, it costs money.
Too bad. I don't know what the... Anyway, so this was obviously some big, huge problem, and that hey, why don't we kick around this property for this? I thought the Sitla lands that were granted back in the late 1800s, right, the original Sitla lands, were supposed to be used for schools, and it just seems like it's become quite the business, because Sitla is separate than the schools, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's a separate organization.
Yeah.
And the guys that run it, former BSA and what was the other one? He was in state government. Treasurer.
Treasurer, yeah.
And so these guys run this, and it just seems like a lot of the Sitla lands are getting a lot of other use and used by government for things that have nothing to do with schools. And I just find it kind of intriguing, to tell you the truth. The other thing is, if they're making this money when they sell these lands for uses other than school, why are we not seeing the break on taxes? Why do we keep getting taxed or having a new tax developed that they seem really intent on getting to us? Why does this happen yearly now? You know, because I'm always told now, or we are as citizens, that that now they need even more protect. Even though we've never had a mass shooting at a school in Utah, we need all of this cameras and protection and high tech security. So that was one of the excuses. And what was the other excuse? I can't. There have been so many on why we had to have all these new taxes. But if they're making money on the Sitla lands, then why in the world are I guess I don't understand what in the world's going on. Maybe you can explain it to me. 888-673-1450.
That's our representatives ringing the phones off the hook to explain it to us.
Feels like that, doesn't it? Yeah, we got a huge problem. It's always interesting to me that we never demand the result. We never demand, oh, okay, you sold that land. Where's the result now for the city, for the citizens? Not for the city, for the citizens. So to kick around all these ideas, I know that one person had come forward from city government in Washington and said, well, nobody made a complaint, so we're moving kind of forward on these talks. Well, did anyone know? This was right after Christmas in the initial meeting, right?
January 23rd, I think.
Yeah, right after Christmas, people aren't really paying attention. Did people actually know about it?
I did.
And why don't they? I mean, I this is a lot of acres. Yeah, right. Shh, don't say anything, because then we can just claim nobody cared. No, nobody knew is not the same thing as nobody cared. There's a difference. And the land that the land in question, it just seems like, wow, this land is kind of up for grabs on whatever they want to choose to do and or change it for the future. So I don't agree in doing these kinds of things. I think the city benefit and then the city raising taxes is the city always just kind of seems to make off with all the advantages while the citizen is just paying more. Why is that? As the city turns, your new soap opera. That's what it feels like. It feels like we're never given the result or the benefit. We're only taxed beyond comprehension. And there's never an accounting for that.
There's a lot of expense to annexing a piece of property like mm-hmm. that, because mm-hmm. it's the city is then going to have to put in certain services to make the land desirable to one of these big companies.
Oh, so then that means the city's in business.
Yeah, kind of.
Oh, I thought city government was only supposed to take in the taxes and pay bills.
Well, this is a business
transaction.
I must
be totally out there.
No, it's a business. I don't. If they want to do something to attract a big company here, why don't they just put it up for sale? Uh-huh. And say,
and then
look,
lower our taxes?
This land's for sale.
And then when they reap the benefit of the selling of that land, we get lower taxes?
Well, who knows about that?
I guess not.
But that way, at least the company buying the land will have total responsibility for their project.
Yeah.
Because they know what they're getting into when they buy it.
But it's easier when you have a bank account supplied by the people, and then you don't really have to take care of it as much as you would a private company, though.
Well, that's true.
I mean, endless funds are endless funds, Uncle Milt. So if endless funds are endless funds, they should get to do whatever they want.
I say they should just put it up for sale and let the chips fall where they may.
Yeah. I mean, they obviously don't need it. So, you know.
And it's got a nice location, though, out there by the new airport.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to hold my breath so I can wait and see what kind of advantage the citizens get.
Yeah.
I can't wait till I see the lowered tax bill, or because the utilities are going through the roof. We're all getting robbed on those, whoever's with the city. It's absolutely amazing they're getting away with highway robbery on utilities. I can't even believe the amount it's even been raised in the last year. And then on top of that, we're always getting cornered for more taxes. It doesn't even matter anymore. Name the tax. Think about all the taxes you're paying. And then everyone goes, well, it's just a few pennies. Well, all those pennies have surely added up, because I'm noticing I'm paying a lot more taxes than I ever used to.
Well, there could be a lot of new, you know, high-paying jobs coming here with this annexation.
Well, you're going to need it to pay all the taxes that they're charging you, that's for sure. And also, when they have to just kick around ideas for the property, I don't think it's in need. I'm sorry. I know. Blame me for saying it. I don't think it's in need. And then we have, what was that they were going to go spend? Oh, that's right. Utah elected officials are actually considering spending $1 million on how to convince you to take the census. No, you heard me right. I know. You're probably going, wait, what? Yeah, they want to spend $1 million because we have it extra. They've taxed you so much to the hilt that we have $1 million extra just floating around for stuff like, oh, hey, maybe we could use some marketing tools to convince people to take the census that they were already going to take.
Oh,
the ones that want to, anyway.
For $100, I'll take
the
census.
Hey, I know, right? I mean, gosh, you got like an Amazon card for $5? Because I know that a lot of companies are resorting to that now to even get blood from you. They're giving you Amazon $5. Mm-hmm. Is that what they're planning to do with that million? Because if we have that much extra money floating around, I'd like it returned to the citizens, stat. Love to see that check in the mail for all the extra taxes we have if they're going to spend $1 million. Shame on you, elected officials of state of Utah, for even thinking you can go do that. If we have an extra $1 million, I want to see that check in the mail. Be right back on the Kate Daly Show with Dr. Pesta.